His check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio, a story by Ruth Epstein in this morning's Republican American. Rescue vehicles converged at Charentown Beach on Mudge Pond for a possible drowning yesterday evening. Goshen's dive team was called to the scene, and Northeast New York Fire Department was covering at the Sharon Firehouse. Authorities declined to provide any further information and restricted media access to the site. Meanwhile, State Police and Troop B investigating a rash of stolen vehicles and break-ins over the past several days throughout the area. Vehicle thefts typically are rare, but police said they have received five recent reports of vehicles taken overnight in the towns of Barkhamsted, Salisbury, and Sharon. All of the vehicles had been left with keys in the ignition, according to police. In each case, the stolen vehicles later were found in either Waterbury or New Britain. In addition, other vehicles left open but without keys in the ignition have been entered into and searched for valuables in Barkhamsted, Colebrook, Cornwall, Canaan, Goshen, Hartland, Riverton, New Hartford, Norfolk, Salisbury, Sharon, according to police. A purse was taken from an unlocked car in Goshen. A class action lawsuit has been filed against Eversource in Connecticut in response to the company's response to tropical storm that devastated our area. The suit is seeking $1.5 billion. The complaint was filed in Superior Court in Hartford and accuses the company of negligence, recklessness, and a breach of contract. For Falls residents who use the pool over the summer, the COVID-19 pandemic has produced major disruptions in your lives, a few minor inconveniences. Nonetheless, they continue to adapt and endure, but unfortunately, COVID-19 is now causing another inconvenience. This year's lifeguard staff in Falls Village consisted of several first-year lifeguards working in conjunction with seasoned veterans, stepping up to the challenge of limited staffing, the absence of an aquatics director, and other conditions that the summer provided. New COVID-19 guidelines for students attending college are requiring them to arrive on campus 2 weeks early for mandatory quarantine prior to the start of classes. This affects six of their lifeguards, and as a result, Falls Village will not have the necessary staff to remain safely open. It was a difficult decision. The commission has concluded they have no option but to close the pool early this year. The last day the pool will be open will be this Sunday, August 16th. They thank you for your understanding as they must now close the pool for the rest of the season.
A couple stories from yesterday's Millerton News. After 9 months after they were arrested for criminal trespassing on Cricket Valley Energy Center property in New York, residents Creek Iverson, Ben Schwartz, Monica Hunkin, and George Elliott had their day in court on Monday, August 3rd. They each received 1 year probation for climbing the power plant's smokestack last November. School districts have until Friday, August 21st in New York State to submit plans for in-person learning to the Department of Health, according to Governor Andrew Cuomo in a coronavirus email update that happened on Monday. Currently, the number of school districts have yet to supply as planned. If they fail to meet the Friday deadline, they will not be allowed to open in person. The Department of Health and New York State Education Department are now reviewing re-entry plans. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont indicated Wednesday an increase in seating limit on indoor dining could be announced in 2 to 3 weeks as the coronavirus infection rate remains low. Quoting here, we'll give the next round of notice, I think, in the next 2 to 3 weeks so we can see where we are in September, end quote. The town and village of Pawling could merge as one municipality pending a referendum. What exactly voters would determine and how soon that merger could happen depends on who you ask. The vote was spurred by a local petition of organized group called One Pawling, founded by resident Kevin Gardner. The goal, he said, would be to consolidate layers of government to lower taxes. The petition submitted included 831 signatures. However, the town's supervisor, James Schmidt, said he believes some of those signatures may have been signed under false pretenses created by volunteers. Some of those commenting on Facebook while watching a live stream of a town board meeting expressed great regret at adding their names. And during the meeting, Ben Seiden, vice president of the LaBerge Group, a grant and funding firm that works on consolidation efforts, said mergers do not always result in large tax cuts for residents. He said a study has to be done to fully understand how the reorganization can benefit residents of the town and village. A federal judge in Albany upheld New York's order requiring many out-of-state travelers to quarantine for 2 weeks upon arrival to the Empire State, dismissing a lawsuit that sought to have the requirement tossed. U.S. District Judge David Hurd of Utica issued his decision late on Tuesday, upholding the quarantine order in part because it applies equally to both New York residents and non-U.S. residents. Travelers coming from states with more than 10 daily coronavirus cases per 100,000 residents, or a positive rate of 10% over a 7-day average, are subject to the 14-day quarantine, which was issued jointly by New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut in late June as a way to stem the spread of the virus. The requirement applies even in cases where a New York resident travels to a high COVID state and returns home, meaning it doesn't violate an out-of-state traveler's constitutional right to equal protection under the law, Heard wrote in his decision. Quote, in other words, the state is not drawing a distinction between residents and non-residents, but between individuals with and without a mathematically heightened risk of spreading COVID-19, end quote. A Chatham man has gotten 5 years for drug and weapon possession. The Columbia County man will spend the next 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to drug and weapons possession charges, according to the U.S. attorney. Carlos Riviera, 43, of Chatham, was sentenced Wednesday in federal court to 60 months in prison for possession of a firearm by felon and possession with intent to distribute cocaine. He also was ordered to serve a period of 6 years of supervised release following his term of incarceration and to forfeit to the government $7,000 in proceeds from his drug trafficking activity, as well as a Mossberg 12-gauge shotgun. Add to the annual list of things being canceled this summer, the Greene County Firefighters Convention and parades are now on that list of canceled events. Originally slated for the week of September 7th, the annual convention hosted by the Greene County Volunteer Firemen's Association canceled due to the coronavirus outbreak and limits on the size of public gatherings. The decision to cancel the convention was made by a majority vote on the August 6th quarterly meeting of that organization. A Great Barrington police officer charged last spring with drunken driving while off duty will serve a 1 year of probation. Jonathan Finnery, 37, of Leith, had his case continued without finding June 19th in Northern Berkshire District Court. Judge Paul Vrabel gave Finnery probation until June 18th for the operating under the influence charge. After the arrest, he was suspended from the Great Barrington Police Department, where he works full-time. He has not yet returned to work, according to the town manager. The collective bargaining contract between the town and police officers stipulates disciplinary measures for police officers who are drinking or using drugs while on the job, not off duty. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day at 27,896.72, down 80.12. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 11,042.50, and the S&P 500 at 3373.43. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.